GoFundMe suspends Candace Owens fundraiser for Cafe Banzer account. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 8, 2020. GoFundMe has suspended a fundraiser hosted by Blexit founder Candace Owens and reportedly banned her from the site after she created a fundraiser in support of an Alabama business owner who criticized the George Floyd protests. Candace Owens has been banned from the fundraising platform GoFundMe, according to a report by Daily Mail. The reported banning occurred after GoFundMe suspending Owens' fundraising campaign after it raised more than $200,000 for Birmingham's Parkside Cafe, which became a leftist target after its co-owner called George Floyd a thug and protesters idiots. The founder and co-owner, Michael Dykes, had apparently shared his sentiments about the protests on a text message to a co-worker, who later leaked the text on social media, according to a report by Al.com. Owens responded by starting a fundraiser for the cafe, which was later suspended by GoFundMe. In a purported message from GoFundMe, the company told Owens that her fundraiser had been removed because it was in violation of its terms of service, specifically over the platform's prohibition on content that it deems to be in support of hate, violence, harassment, bullying, discrimination, terrorism, or intolerance of any kind. After raising $205,000 in a few hours at GoFundMe decided to halt my campaign for the Parkside Cafe in Alabama, tweeted Owens on Sunday. At their discretion, they deemed that funds raised for a conservative business constitutes intolerance. They will, however, give the funds raised thus far to the cafe, Owens added. Later, in response to a Twitter user who suggested that Owens join the political left, because her current opinions make her look really bad, Owens responded by stating, "Guess my message to little kids would be for them not to idolize men that get high on fentanyl, get high on meth, use counterfeit bills, shove guns into the stomachs of pregnant women while robbing them, go to prison 5 times. What a truly horrible message I carry," quipped Owens. GoFundMe did not immediately respond to Breitbart News' request for comment. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo and on Instagram.